Dreamscape presents There's No Such Thing as an Easy Job by Kikuko Sumura. Narrated by Cindy Kay. The surveillance job. Both screens showed the same person. The footage on the left-hand screen dated from 2200 the previous night, and the footage on the right-hand screen from 2000 the night before that. In both, the person was wearing the exact same fleece jacket, so without the little date stamp in the corner, there'd be no way of knowing that there was a day separating the two images. And in both, the person, or the target of surveillance, I should say, was doing pretty much the same thing. Sitting on an office chair, staring at a laptop screen with arms folded across his chest. Just when I would think he'd given up on the idea of ever moving again, he'd reach out for the keyboard without warning and hammer away furiously for 30 seconds before sinking back into repose, or pull out his dictionary and consult it with a look of profound weariness, or open up his browser and sit scrolling with grim focus for the next hour. In the older footage, on the right-hand screen, he'd eaten a meal about 2 hours ago, fried eggs and ham, accompanied by rice cooked with hijiki and spinach miso soup. In the one on the left, from yesterday, he hadn't yet ventured from his computer. I was sitting there watching him, just as frozen to the spot as he was. The text editor window was open, but so far I'd not written a single word of my report. Observing the target eating his dinner earlier, I'd decided to go and get something to eat too. But a long time had elapsed since then, and I'd done nothing about it. Somehow reluctant to get up, I'd been sitting in the exact same position for at least an hour and a half. Just as my hunger pangs were getting too strong to ignore, and I lifted my bum from the seat with a mind to go to the shop, I sensed movement in the right-hand screen. The target, who until now had been sitting in an identical posture to his double in the left-hand screen, practically leapt out of his chair and hurried in the direction of the front door. Thinking it must be a visitor of some kind, I switched the right-hand monitor over to show the image from the camera in the entrance hall. I watched as the target bowed repeatedly to a woman in uniform, who looked like she was from some kind of courier service. Then, as he promptly closed the door and marched out of frame, carrying a box. The box was cube-shaped, neither very small nor very large, the sort of size perfect for carrying in both hands. The target often received deliveries of books or DVDs, but judging by the box, this was something different.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?